we're going to talk about if one has tcheles, how many strings should be tcheles and how many strings should be lavan. I'm not going to get into the whole issue we've discussed in the past, whether we in fact have tcheles or not, but one of the common tainas that you hear is that even if I'm convinced that we actually do have the real tcheles, how can I decide on the Machlokas Rishonim? The Rishonim already debated this issue about how many strings it's supposed to have. So little me is supposed to decide where the Shulchan Aruch didn't decide. Why did the Shulchan Aruch not decide? Because the Shulchan Aruch didn't paskin anything that wasn't nogeya in his generation. So he didn't paskin on the issue of Tchela. So what are the different shitos and what are they based on? There are three basic shitos. There's the shita of Rashi and Tosos, or it's known as the shita of Rashi and Tosos. It also happens to be the shita of the Rush, of the Nimukei Yosef, of the Itur, of the Tur. Seems to be the shita of the large majority of Rishonim, that one should have two strings of Tcheles, two strings of Lavan, literally half-half. Tulsa says, how do I know that that's what you need, that you need two and two? Maybe it should be Echad Mehai V'Gimel Mehai. So Tulsa says, Kivan Detrei Mini Bayi Rachmana Svaruhu Shiyu Shavin. If the Torah says you need Lavan and you need Tcheles, it's most mistaver that you need even amounts of both Lavan and Tcheles. Plus Tulsa says, Psil Tcheles Ksiv. That's the number one question I get. Why do you have so many Tcheles strings? It's Beferish in the Torah, Psil Tcheles. So you should only have one string. Isn't that what the word psil means? So says Tosos, no, that is demonstrably not what the word psil means. Psil means two strings. That's what the word psil means. How does Tosos know this? Because there is a Gemara elsewhere, Meseches Yuman, Daf Ayin Beis, that says psil, that with regard to the Big Day Kuna, that psil is mashma shnei chutim, that the word psil implies two strings. So from the word psil itself, where many people think is the biggest kasha in Rashi and Tosfos, is where Tosos brings his raya. And then Tosos goes on, l'chora, from that you only see that you need a minimum of two strings of tcheles. How do I know that you need two strings of lavan as well? So Tosos says, well, you can't have less lavan than tcheles. That's impossible, because malin b'kodesh v'lo maridin. And the pasha pshat of Tosos is that lavan is more kadosh than tcheles, and therefore you need to have at least as much lavan as you have tcheles. That is a problematic assumption on a couple of levels. First of all, it's a problematic assumption that lavan is more kadosh than tcheles. What makes lavan more kadosh than tcheles? So Tosfos is basing himself on a Gemara that says that when you wind the wines around the tzitzis, you have to have you have to start with white and you have to end with white. And the reason you have to end with white is malin bekodesh v'lo maridin. So Tosfos says, you see, that lavan is more kadosh than tcheles. But it's not so pashut that that's what the Gemara means. There are other shittos from Rishonim and Mukei Yosef, and seems to clearly understand differently. That's not what the Gemara means, that that white is more holy than lavan. Plus, the Gemara says explicitly that white is more holy than tcheles. Plus, the Gemara says explicitly that tcheles represents the most lofty things. Tcheles reminds us of the Kisei HaKavod. It's an entirely, it seems to be something that would be more kadosh. Plus, even if it is more kadosh, is that a reason that you have to have more of it? Do we ever find, that which is holy comes in higher quantity? Is that a halacha anywhere? Where do we have malin bakodesh, meaning that you have to, if you're going to use something for a certain level of holiness, you can only upgrade its kedusha, you cannot downgrade its kedusha. So we do have a little bit when it comes to Ner Chanukah, but that it comes to adding candles because of Malin Bekodesh V'lo Maridin. But anyway, that is the Shita of Tosos. So whatever the Raya is, Tosos says two and two, Rashi, Rov Rishonim assume that way. The Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis Perek Aleph Halacha Vav writes, Yeh Echad Mishmona Hachutim Chut Tcheles V'ashiva Levanim. He says, one of the eight should be tcheles, the other seven should be white, which means a half a string is tcheles. You fold it over and then it turns into one of the eight. The Chachmei Luniel asked the Rambam about this. Kesef Mishnah quotes the tshuva that that the Rambam gave, that psil, the Rambam says, psil means echad, not shnayim, against Tosos, who understood that psil means shnayim. Then there's the third shita, and the third shita is the most interesting in Lamdas, and that is the shita of the Ravid. The Ravid holds one out of the four, which turns into two out of the eight should be tcheles. The Rebbe says no splitting a string. What is the basis of the shitas haravid? So there is a discussion in the Achronim, the Emek Bracha, Rav Salvechik, the Netziv, Rav Shechter quotes us from Rav Salvechik from the Netziv. What exactly is the function of tcheles? Is tcheles a separate component, that there are like two ingredients to tzitzis, there's lavan and there's tcheles, and those ingredients are both equal partners in making up tzitzis? Or is it no? Tcheles serves a specific function within the mitzvah of tzitzis. Not just that it's a separate ingredient like lavan, but tcheles is there to be a winder. That lavan is the strings that make up the bulk of the tzitzis, and tcheles is what you wind with. The Rambam is explicit in Hilchos Tzitzis that one should do all of the winds, except for the first and the last, with tcheles. The Ravid says, I don't understand why. Why not do some of the wines with lavan? Why would the tcheles be more than the lavan? The Balei HaTosfos clearly assume, say all the Achronim, the Balei HaTosfos and Rashi clearly assume, two ingredients. So if there are two ingredients, it's mistaver, that's what Tosfos said after all. Why is it two and two? Mistaver, there are two ingredients, they should be an equal amount. But the Rambam assumes that no, it's not two ingredients. It's tcheles serves as a winder for the tzitzis. And that's why you only need half a string of tcheles, because you only need that half a string to do the winding. The rest of it should all be lavan. And that's why the Rambam writes, nowadays that we don't have tcheles, the Rambam says, it doesn't matter how you tie them and wind them. That's why the minhag developed with only five knots and the 7, 9, 11, 13, all these ramazim. Then that's not the din. If you look in the Gemara, no one says that that's the halacha. Oh, we do that because it doesn't really matter anymore exactly how we tie it when you don't have tcheles. It only matters when you have tcheles. That's the shitas Rambam. The question the Achronim have is, what is exactly the shitas haravid? Does the Ravid hold that tcheles is a winder? He, like the Rambam, he just doesn't think that it makes sense to only dye half a string? Or does the Ravid hold that tcheles is not a winder, like the Rashi and Tosos, that tcheles is an ingredient of the tzitzis, like the lavan is, and that's why it's not half a string, it's a whole string? That's one point of interest within the Ravid. The other point of interest within the Ravid is that on that Ravid, the Kesef Mishnah says, comments on the Ravid, that the Ravid holds like Tosfos. But he doesn't. The Ravid says 2 out of 8, Tosfos says 4 out of 8. So what does that mean? What is the Kesef Mishnah talking about? So most say he means that the Ravid holds like Tosfos, meaning not like the Rambam, but not really like Tosfos either. But maybe there is another explanation. If you look at the Beis Yosef in Siman Yud Aleph, the Beis Yosef quotes from a Bali Iter, I think it is, that could be wrong about it. The Beis Yosef quotes from one of the Rishonim that, when you do tcheles, you should either do, let me just make sure, from the smag, I'm sorry, he quotes from the smag, that when you do tcheles, it should be either shnayim shalavan u'shnayim shal tcheles, or shalosh shalavan ve'echad shal tcheles, Beis Yosef writes. So the smag writes. So Beis Yosef says, why does he only give two options? Why does he give two options? He should give one option, he should paskin, and if he's going to give options, why not give all three? Beis Yosef says, he doesn't want to take a stand on the machlokas. But he is. He's locking out one of the options. And then the Beis Yosef says, and obviously when he says that you should do three and one, he doesn't mean three and one. He means three and a half and a half. He clearly means like the Rambam. How do you know he clearly means like the Rambam? Maybe he means like the Ravid. Beis Yosef goes out of his way to say that the Smag is not quoting the Shitas HaRavid. Now, keep in mind, the Beis Yosef had a girsa in the Ravid that said that the Ravid is like the Balei HaTosfos. It could be that according to the Beis Yosef, the Shitas HaRavid doesn't exist. That according to the Beis Yosef, he has a girsa in the Ravid where the Shitas HaRavid doesn't exist. The Ravid holds like the Balei HaTosfos, Rashi, everybody else. And then there would only be two Shitas. And in fact, most people, when you look at people who wear tcheles, either do like the Rambam or do like Rashi and Tosfos. You don't find that many people that would follow the Ravid. Now, how would you choose? So let's say we're not going to pass on like the Ravid, because why would we pass on like the Ravid? The Rov Rishonim say like Rashi and Tosfos. Rambam serves as the backbone for Shulchan Aruch, usually. Those would be the most mistaver ones to paskin like. So within those two, how do you choose which way to paskin? So the Radzina Rebbe famously wrote several svarim on tcheles, and in his sefer, Psil Tcheles, in the Prat Hashishi, he brings many rayos that he thinks he got to paskin like the Rambam over here. First of all, there's a Sifri. The Sifri says, Re'isem Oso, that anyone who's Mekai Mitzvah Tcheles, Mal Kasav Kilu Hikbil Pnei Shechina. So it says, Oso Lashon Yachid, that it's Chut Echad. The Sifri says, Re'isem Oso, that it's only a single string. And if it's at the time that you're seeing it, and it's only a single string, it means it's already been tied. So it's one out of eight strings, not two out of eight. That's a difficult raya because the Tosfos, Bali Tosfos write explicitly that he's aware of that Sifri. The Bali Tosfos say they're aware of that Sifri, but it's against our Gemara, so we don't pass on the Sifri. Second of all, there's a Zohar in Parsha Shlach, as well as a Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Zayin, that tells us that Avram Avinu was Zoche to Tcheles because Mechut Ve'atzroch Nal, he was Zoche to Chut Shel Tcheles. So Medayek, oh, Chut, a single string of Tcheles. A little hard to bring a raya from a diuk and an agadah to Gemara, what the halach is going to be. Not exactly the most compelling raya. 30 says this Gemara Menachos that if you have Kala Ilan in place of Tcheles, the forged Tcheles in place of Tcheles, it doesn't become possible because V'lo Yehei Elo Lavan. Because even if it were only white, it wouldn't be a problem. However, the Rambam, many other poskim hold, that you have to have strings that are the same color of the garment. So what do you mean, V'lo Yehei Ella Lavan? No big deal. It just pretend it's white. You can't pretend it's white. It's a different color than the garment. Oh, but if you say like the Rambam, it's not really a different color than the garment because half of the string is white. So there is no string that is in its entirety a different color than the garment. Also, not a compelling raya. We don't paskin la halacha that it's at all ma'akev to have the same color as the garment. And he has a fourth raya, which is mamish lo muvan, very difficult to understand. Brachos taf tes, the Mishnah tells us that when you're makir ben tcheles lelavan, that's the earliest man to say kriya shema. The bracha says, the Gemara bracha says that, and the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? What are you looking at tcheles and lavan? So Gemara says, if it's a big clump of tcheles and a big clump of lavan, even in the middle of the night, you should be able to tell the difference between that. Oh, it must be tcheles shaba, lavan shaba. So says the Rezina Rebbe, if you're looking at two different strings, that's the same as looking at two different clumps of lavan and tcheles. You can see that in the middle of the night also. So it must mean that it's one string that switches over from tcheles to lavan, and it's hard to see where exactly that switch happens. I don't think that's a very compelling raya at all. Certainly it's much more easy to discern two big clumps, one of blue, one of white, than it is two thin strings, one of blue, one of white. Rav Shechter paskins like the Shitas Rashi and Tosos. And Lechora, it's most mistaver to do so. Even if he wasn't my Rebbe, I think I would probably agree that this is the most mistaver Shita. First of all, it's the Shita of the large majority of Rishonim. Second of all, the Poskim, Mishabrura, Shulchan Aruch, clearly paskin this way. There are other halachos that relate to how many strings need to be blue and how many strings need to be white. For example, the halacha of gardumim. You ever have your tzitzit strings get cut? You're not sure. Are they still kosher? Are they not kosher? So one of the halachos Shulchan Aruch mentions in Simen Yud Beis is if that three separate strings, three out of four, are cut pretty low, then it's going to be a problem. Why three out of four? Why not two out of four? Because two of the strings are just there to replace tcheles. So, and if you only have lavan and you don't have tcheles, you get the mitzvah anyway. But once you have three out of four, so then you're now, you don't have the complete tcheles and you don't have the complete lavan. The whole assumption of gardumim is based on the assumption that there's two and two. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tes of Katan Zayin, Bizman that they had tcheles, you had to put in, the Mishnah Berurah says, Dalet chutin, Shnei chutei lavan, Shnei chutei tcheles. And you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. He says it explicitly. And again, in Siman Tes of Katan Yadalet, he quotes from the Malbim, the Arzus Chaim, that if you make two chutim that are mimina beged and two chutim that are not mimina beged, that's fine. It's okay to do that, even though you normally need the same min as the beged. Why? Because if you used to wear a linen garment, by definition, your tcheles strings were not mimina beged. So we see you're allowed to have two that are not mimina beged. So explicit in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shulchan Aruch, that they work with the assumption that it's two and two. So for that reason, I think even though if you order tcheles and you tell them, I'm not sure which to wear, they'll say most people order Rambam. Why do most people order Rambam? It's the cheapest. Most people order ramen because it is the cheapest one to order. So it's an expensive thing to buy. So most people will order Rambam. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein held Rambam also. I was talking to someone recently who wanted to buy Tcheles. And he was like, why two and two? And I was explaining to him, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, you know. And he was like, okay, great. So he's like, so why do so many people order Rambam? So I said, well, it's cheaper. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein held that way. He's like, whoa, wait, you had me till you said Rav Aaron Lichtenstein held not that way. Like, you know, like he must have known the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah also. I don't know. I'm not sure why he held like the Rambam. I think sometimes people have a sense that the Rambam gets to paskin on Asad Lavo type of things, because he's the only one that actually paskined on the Asad Lavo type of things. So his opinion gets taken with a little more, gets taken a little more seriously than others when it comes to those kinds of issues, those Asad Lavo kind of issues, because he's the only one that paskined on Kachim and everything. So he's considered like the Murad Asra, so to speak, in those areas. But that's the basic discussion that you find in Rishonim and Achronim about how many strings to have of Tcheles and how many of Lavo. Okay.